It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
All right, we've got some messages that came in over the past couple weeks or so. You okay over there?
Yeah.
Was your mic not off?
No, I turned my headphones up way too loud and it scared me. I just scared myself.
Like when your dog farts itself awake.
That's kind of what just happened. Oh my gosh. Okay. You make
this is why you want to get on the live stream, you guys. You can see Katie's face.
I know.
Silly,
it's
silly things.
It's kind of funny what just happened.
Okay, that so we've good. Got messages from Sam and Becca and Alan and Lindsay. If you ever want to send a message to the morning show, I would say our social medias are probably the best place to find us instead of old school email. Just search Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram, and send us a message. The first one is from Becca. And listen, the phone lines are wide open. If you want to sound off about any of these, we would love to talk to you guys. 303-691-1649. This is Becca. Hey, Jer K. Josh. Jer K. Josh.
Huh.
I need an honest opinion. My husband gave me a necklace for Valentine's Day. I appreciated the gesture. It just wasn't my style. Instead of letting it sit in a drawer forever, I returned it and finally got something I love. I didn't make a big deal about it, but now he seems a little butthurt. Was that a jerk move? Be honest, you guys. Love the show. That's from Becca.
Oh.
Hmm.
Go, Katie.
I know. I'm just like trying to think about it because,
I have firsthand experience in
this.
Oh,
you do?
Okay.
Yes.
Go, Josh.
Did your mom return something you gave her? Or?
Yeah, actually, the way you just said that, my mom is the queen of returning everything. That's why she is so hard to shop for, because you'll get her something that you think is like a great gift. And then she'll see it and she'll be like, thank you so much. This is so nice. Like, I love it. She's so appreciative. So you're like, I did a good job. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then like 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, I'll be like, oh my gosh, like, have you worn what I got you? Necklace, whatever. I'll never forget. I bought her. She said she wanted this and I bought her very expensive perfume. And she wore it one time and goes, well, I just didn't really like the way it smelled on me. And so I don't even think you can return perfume.
No.
I don't know if she did or not.
Yeah.
So multiple $100 perfume, like $400 perfume, doesn't even get used.
$400?
Like $420 and doesn't even get used. And she's just like,
that's
a
jerk move on your mom's part.
Didn't really. And so she's very hard to shop for. And I'll never forget this last Christmas. I saw something that I thought she would love. And I asked my brother, I was like, do you think she'd like this? And he goes, not going to be that guy, or hate to be that guy, but I got her something similar last year and she hasn't used it once.
Whoa.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
It might be time to just start asking your mom, like, Mom, what do you need?
She's
what
like,
do you
well,
want?
I like surprises. And I'm like, well, your surprises cost me a lot of money.
Yeah. Surprise. I hate your gift.
Here's a gift card. Surprise.
So
like,
I have almost given up. I got her a gift card.
You
this
should.
Last Christmas.
Like, that's
I've
the only thing.
I've almost given
return.
Up on shopping for her because it's so hard. I mean, what do you get someone that has everything? I mean, it's so
tough.
Yeah,
you guys are loaded.
Well, and it does make you feel bad. Like that you didn't do the right thing. You don't know your mom well enough. Like,
well, you get the excitement of her being excited. Like, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your sentiment, your offer. And then like she doesn't like it.
So what do you say to Becca? Is this a jerk move for her to? How many days ago was Valentine's Day and she's already marched back to the jewelry store and returned it?
It's funny. I did that once too, though. I had an ex give me it was a gaudy necklace. It was so bad. Like, it was not cute. I don't know what he was thinking. But when he gave it to me, he gave it to me with the sentiment of, I don't know if you're going to like this, but, I picked it out and I just thought that this would look pretty on you. And when I opened it, again, it's hard for me to hide my face. Like, if I don't like something, you just know it immediately. And that's kind of how it was there. And I ended up going back and getting a necklace that I liked. And every time he looked at it, he made the comment of, I guess I didn't do a good job.
I will say, as a guy, if you do that and you go and get it for something else, I would hate that piece of jewelry.
Oh, he did. He hated it.
Because for me, it'd be like, it's coming from the heart. I took the time to go shopping.
Yeah.
I personally thought this was beautiful and would look great on you. Yeah. And then you're like, nah, I'd rather have something else.
You didn't do a good job, actually.
So, yes, every time I would see that piece of jewelry, I'd want to throw it down a heating vent.
Yeah.
Just rip
and
it off her
funny,
neck.
I actually lost that necklace a couple years later. I know. And he never, he didn't let that get up, right? He's like, remember that necklace that you lost that I kind of bought you?
I kind of bought you.
I'm like, oh my gosh. So that necklace was a source of contention.
With her line, was that a jerk move? Be honest. Was that a jerk move?
Kind of.
Survey says.
Kind of.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you should have just worn that necklace and saved
three
a
jerk
lot
moves,
of
Becca.
Yeah,
three
sorry, jerk Becca. Moves.
I don't like that.
Let's move on to Lindsay because it is kind of along the same lines because it's a shopping one. Lindsay says, JKJ, my boyfriend bought an air fryer about a year ago and it recently died. So instead of accepting its fate like a normal person, he went out, bought a brand new one, boxed up the old broken one and returned it a week later, claiming it didn't work properly.
Oh, no.
I told him this was wrong. He's insisting it's fine. His logic being that they should have lasted longer than a year anyway. The store should just send it back to the manufacturer. This has turned into a full-blown household debate. What do you guys think? Is he a genius or just a scammer? Help me settle this. Also says, love the show, and that is from Lindsay.
You're the worst type of person. I've never heard that before.
I'm on his side.
Are you? A year
have
later?
Have you done this?
This is like people
his face right now.
I know you. Oh,
Jeremy, that is terrible.
What did you do?
This is
that's
very much
stealing.
Along the lines
of what did you do?
This is very much along the lines of buying like a dress or something. Y'all can't be innocent. I know a lot of ladies that have bought dresses
and returned
dresses,
it the next day,
kept the tag on, wear it for the special event, and then yes, go and
the next day, not a year later.
The next day, but an air fryer should last longer than a year. It really should.
But if you wanted to keep along that same language, then you should be able to box up that old one and give it back to the
just
manufacturer.
Return it. Yeah.
If you think that it should have lasted a year, then give the old
that's
one
slimy.
Back.
That's swapping out.
That's slimy. Yeah.
Swapping out.
Then someone else is going to buy that.
Yeah.
They'll put that right back on
the
shelf.
You can say it's defective, it's broken. They'll mark it defective, broken, and then it won't go back on the shelf. My concern was like, how greasy and gross was that, after a year?
It's
though.
So
a year.
Gross. Air fryers are not
clean. I don't
know. Clean.
It just seems kind of slimy to me.
I think karma will come back at
yeah,
you
gonna
for that one.
Yeah, it's going to break in a week.
For sure. Like,
I'm kind
I just,
of okay with it.
I don't think that's okay. I don't think that one's okay.
Feel free to sound off. 303-691-1MIX.
Oh, no.
303-691-1649. I'm trying to think of the numerous things I've done that with.
Really?
Numerous?
Like a year later, though, it's okay if you're gonna return.
There was
something.
There was a toaster situation where I think it had been about like 2 or 3 months.
Okay,
and what I did is just go back and buy the same one, and I may or may not have boxed the old one up and just brought it back.
Well, but again, why don't you just return the old one?
I don't get that. Like, what's the logic?
One?
It's like an extra step, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You have to go to the store twice at that. Pace.
Well, because like, if it's outside the return window.
You're just pissed.
No, because if it's outside the return window, yes, and if you are pissed, like this cost me how much money and it's already broken?
Can't you return anything at Costco? Like
I know,
a couch?
I thought, yeah.
Like Costco, don't even get me started. We know the stories about Costco.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think I've done it with like some shoes and...
I told you about how I tried to go bring back a pair of pants that I forgot to. Like, I went through the self-checkout line and that thing was still on it. The thing that tells you if it's stolen.
Oh,
that,
yeah,
the little
security device.
Security device, thank you, was still on the pair of pants when I tried. And then so when I get home, I notice the security device is still on there. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I try to go back in there and I didn't have the receipt with me. And I asked that lady if I could either exchange the pants or get that security device off. And she was flat out no. I had just bought them the week before, and she was making me look like a criminal. I did not steal these
You got
to
get yourself
pants.
A pair of pliers, some needle-nose pliers,
well,
and some snips, because you can take those off at home.
I just went down to the self-checkout and asked that lady to do it for me after the lady at customer service yelled at me. I was like, you know what, lady? I'm going to take care of this myself. And I did.
Yeah. All right. Janelle called in. Hey, Janelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Did you want to sound off about this?
Yeah, I was thinking that Jeremy's apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
Well, wasn't his, his mom that they had a holiday ham and had consumed it, and she returned the bone because the ham was dry?
Why you got to bring this up right now, Janelle?
No,
why you got to bring this up?
Didn't.
What? Danny did that?
Why you got to do this?
What?
Why are you doing this to me, Janelle?
No, Janelle, keep going. I didn't know
yeah.
the story.
You
what?
Know,
I didn't know
have
this.
Long memories.
Yeah,
oh
you
my
do.
Gosh.
You never heard that story? It's a pretty classic
no.
story on this show.
The whole ham?
It was
I'm a first time listener, Jeremy.
Yeah, it was an Easter ham, and we ate it. We had the entire thing for Easter. It was great, and there was nothing left in the pot but that bone, the ham
yeah,
bone. And
the
my
ham
mom
bone.
Was like, you know, that ham was just a little dry, and it just was not the best ham that I've ever gotten from that Costco. So she bagged up the bone and brought it back in, and they gave her money back.
I'm shocked.
We
right
ate
now.
The ham,
That's
like
crazy.
Janelle said.
What?
You can return anything at Costco.
You
right,
really
Janelle?
Can, apparently.
Apparently, you can't.
We're returning the air around the ham. Actually, can we get that money back? Thank you.
Thanks for calling in and airing my family's dirty laundry.
Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you,
actually.
Janelle. Yeah.
See you later,
that was
Gator.
A good piece of information, and now it all makes sense.
What the
now
heck?
Now I know why you're wrapping up old toasters and sending them.
Padgett family is shady.
It just makes Shut sense.
Up. Shut up.
Up,
so sus.
Shut up, Josh. Oh, okay.
Shut up, Josh. Yeah, I'm changing my hashtag. If you guys want to sound off, 303-691-1649. Which one do you guys want next? Do you want the weird body issues or the internal monologue?
I'll take weird body issues for 20, Jeremy.
You got it. This is from Alan. Alan wrote in on our Instagram. Hey, JKJ, I've got this thing called Poland syndrome, which basically means I was born with just one peck. He's got one man boob.
Oh.
He says, I got a fun party trick. Sometimes when I've had a few drinks, I like to take my shirt off and show it off, because why not? Anyway, my friends and I have this game where everyone has to say something about themselves that nobody else knows. So I got to ask, what's your nobody knows this about me thing? Spill the secrets.
Okay, wait, I have a question.
What?
Isn't a peck just a muscle, so can't you build it?
Buddy, I don't know.
Well, I'm just dead serious. Like, I know you can get...
I don't know.
Unless
there is just...
There's
no muscle there.
Bone?
This is the first time I've ever heard of Poland syndrome, actually.
So I just Googled Poland syndrome, and there's quite a few things that go along with it. It's
lack of one
peck? Underdeveloped chest muscle and short webbed fingers on one side of the body.
Josh, you might have it.
With short
Wait a second.
Ribs.
You've got both of those. Yeah. Underdeveloped chest and weird hands.
Less fat and breast and nipple abnormalities on the same side of the body. So apparently Poland syndrome affects your whole...
Abnormalities?
There it
abnormalities.
Is. Abnormalities. That's what I'm saying, okay?
Abnormalities.
Okay?
Abnormalities.
There's a couple I can't even say the wrong way.
It sounded good in my head, okay? Listen, we're making fun of Poland syndrome, not me.
What kind of abnormalities do you have?
We know what's wrong with you, Katie.
303-691-1649. I've talked about mine at length. It's the third nipple. I've got a little third nipple action down there. It's underneath the left nip, down about... If I can feel it. Oh, there it is. No. 5 inches or so underneath the left one. It's just a little discolored
spots. It looks like a mole, isn't it?
It's got the nipple color.
It's pink.
And it's got one hair that comes out of it.
Oh,
which is,
gross.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
Come
on.
So that would be mine. Josh, do you have anything?
I mean, yeah, I got the
webbed
toes.
Oh, the webbed toes.
He does have webbed toes.
I got the webbed toes on both sides. It's not, I had someone ask me, it's not like a full duck, okay?
That's
so
what
it's,
I think of.
No, so if you think about it as like your hand, my thumbs are the big toes, okay? It's just the pointer and the middle toes. So my index and middle toe, they're stuck together.
Okay.
On my feet.
Hell of a swimmer.
I have mutant
Watch
thumbs.
Out, Michael Phelps.
I know he's listening to you talk about your third nipple. That's
Some
a,
guy just walked
Somebody
in.
Just walked by and made us the most disgusting
well,
face.
That's Raj.
And now that's because
some
of your
guy.
Nipple.
Raj is going to be listening like some Sorry, guy.
Sorry, Raj.
She goes, some guy. He does very
What's
important
yours?
Work for us.
I have mutant thumbs. I have one thumb that looks like my dad's thumbs and one thumb that
Whoa,
looks like
you
my mom.
Do.
Let me see.
And it's called, like, that's my little spatch
it's
thumb.
It's short.
Like, yeah, and then this is my dad's thumb.
What oh my God, so you do have two
there
different
are two
thumbs.
Different
You're a
thumbs.
Freak.
Yeah. My third grade science teacher told me I was a mutant, and I was like, oh, I can join the turtles. Like, that was very
I've
exciting
them up
for
again.
Me. Yeah.
Wait, give us a thumbs up.
Can I post a picture of that?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's almost like the top of one thumb got nipped off.
Yeah, like it. Yeah.
You have Megan Fox thumbs.
One.
Thumb. Does she have one Megan Fox
does
thumb.
Does she have little spatch thumbs?
If you do
too?
A quick search on Megan Fox's
thumbs.
I always thought it looks like a little spatula. Like you're going to flip some burgers with your thumb. That's what it'd look like, right? So
weird.
It's my little spatch thumb.
So there you go, Alan. There's our weird body issues. okay, this last one came in from Lindsay. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, love the show. You guys brighten my morning. Thank you very much. No, check that. That's not Lindsay. Sam. Sam says, I'm losing my mind. Or do other people do this? As I go about my day running errands, making coffee, even just folding laundry, I find myself narrating everything like I'm a star of my own documentary.
I love it.
Like full on inner monologue, answering imaginary interview questions, like about my grocery store strategy or why I chose this parking spot over that one. He says, I've asked around and apparently I'm the only weirdo doing this. Tell me there are others out there, or at least confirm I should start charging rent for the tiny documentary crew living in my head.
You're right.
That's funny.
A little help. He also says, love the show, blah, blah, blah. So that's from Sam. That was Sam.
Sam.
He's got that inner monologue going all day long.
Does he watch a lot of live sports? I can just think he's like his own play-by-play guy and color guy in his head, like going for the, you know, cucumbers in the grocery store.
Sam's going for that close parking spot. Look at him go. Look at him go.
Exactly. Like, that's what I think of. But I have a little inner dialogue in my head. You guys?
Yeah, I've got to think about it now.
I don't know about narration, but like, will I talk to myself sometimes? Yeah. Like, I live alone, so I will say words sometimes just to make sure I can still speak when I'm alone.
Do you talk out loud to yourself when you're home alone?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, it's not constantly, but there was one time where, like, I think I put my TV remote in a weird spot that I never do. And I was looking for it. I was like, where did I put it? And then I found it, and I'm like, you're an idiot, Josh. And I said that, like, audibly. And I was like, Joshua, just stop being stupid.
Yeah.
So, Joshua. Like, sometimes, but I don't, like, Joshua is going to the fridge now. Joshua is drinking a drink. Like, I don't do that.
I usually give myself props, like, if I get through the day eating well like I want to. Like, you really didn't need any sugar today, Katie. Good job. That's what you did. Sure did. You know?
Oh,
so that's kind of
so you call yourself your full name, Katie?
I do. I say Katie.
I call myself Jer a lot in my head. Jer, okay. What are you doing, Jer? This, Jer, that.
And you say Joshua.
Well, I said Joshua because I was disappointed in myself. So my mom, when I was in trouble, you know, when I was young, would say Joshua. And so, yeah, I was like, Joshua, come on.
That's funny.
Do you give yourself like pep talks and stuff a lot?
Oh, yeah. You got this. Come on. You can do anything for 15 seconds. I say that to myself a lot.
So my wife
says. Does she? You can do anything for 15 seconds? That's a great little pep talk
Katie, let it go.
Oh.
Just let it go, Josh. Let
it go. I think that's how their first child
is. Just let it go.
Oh, I didn't want to fall into that.
See if Josh can put that weird thumb in his mouth for 15 seconds.
It.
Oh, gross. I'm not into sucking fingers.
Little spatch.
That is not my thing.
So you really do that. You are a big, like, you can do this, rah-rah, hoorah-rah.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I could see that kind of working, or at least building a positive attitude.
Yeah.
Kind of manifestation thing.
Well, they say, yeah, your inner monologue essentially becomes who you are at some point. So if it's constant negative self-talk, then you become that negative person in real life.
The power of positivity is real, my friend. So
what did you say to yourself this morning?
I said, don't forget your vitamins. I actually had to go back in the house. Katie, don't forget your vitamins.
See, I would have been like,
and you take it.
Joshua.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Come on.
You go take them. So
that's
I did.
Weird.
Do you not do that?
I really
But you have a
don't.
Family. You're talking with your family like consistently.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's times. I'll be home alone this afternoon. So
I always think about you like maybe working on the yard and you like, you know, lose a screwdriver or something. Or you're like, Jer, you got to do this.
Sometimes in my head, if I work on it, like in the summer, because I'm such a grass slut, that I'll be like, man, that looks good.
Jer, you did a good job.
Maybe in my head. But,
yeah, you did a good job.
Like before I start up the mower, I'm like, okay, Jer, you can do this. This is going to be the best mow of your life.
You don't do that.
You're on your mowing journey.
Well, maybe if you do, it'd be more enjoyable, right? Like you should talk yourself up before you hit that lawnmower. Do it. Just one time to see if it makes it any better.
In my head right now, it's like, oh, Katie needs to stop talking. I wish Katie would stop talking.
Come on, Katie. Come on, you got
Come on,
this.
Katie.
See those thumbs again.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.